joined now by Polkey coach Brian Heide. Brian, you've coached a lot through the years, been a part of many a great games, and this one's got to rank right up there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're up five, we're down five. You know, it swung both ways, but kids showed a lot of character and resilience, you know, that they just never got their heads down. And I tell you what, I mean, that was a defensive effort like a lot of fans won't see for a while. I mean, St. Edmund's behalf, too. I mean, those kids worked about as hard as anybody could out on the floor. It's a good thing that we were working as hard as them, or we wouldn't have survived.
Yeah, both teams showed stellar defensive capabilities here tonight. And Tanner Youngberg, let's talk about that young man. Just visited with him. Had a big steal and basket, tied at 40, and that wound up taking you to the first overtime. Hit a three to start the second overtime. They counter with one of their own, and then Tanner, 9 points, 6 seconds left. Game winner at the buzzer. Unbelievable.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we got late in the game there, and every time that I felt just halfway comfortable at all, it was over in 10 seconds. Because, yeah, Tanner hit that three or whatever. I thought, you know, one rebound, come down there, and you walk around and look for a two. And before the thought got through my head, Pete went through the hoop there, and Ben had been draping on him pretty good all game long. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, you get to the stage of the season or whatever, you're going to have games like this. Anybody could have come out with a win here, you know. I think probably as important as anything, you know, we kept ourselves in a position to where we always had had the opportunity. Even when it was down four or whatever, you know, we dug in, we didn't panic. You know, it was a real asset there to us at the end, you know, that we had our heads on all most of the game or whatever, and we didn't have a whole lot of team fouls because that allowed us to be very aggressive on defense. And even like when Tanner got
that. Yeah, at the end of regulation, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, even when Tanner got that steal and the layup off of it or whatever, you know, if he hadn't got it or whatever, they wouldn't have been walking over shooting free throws. Mm-hmm. A lot of it, we listened to all right towards the end there, you know. You know, the jump ball was ours, and we had three timeouts left. And, you know, we had consecutive possessions there where we threw it away. You know, it's just a pass you don't have to make. But you know what? I remember when I was a high school kid or whatever, out there, the place gets real loud and you get excited. You know, it's hard to be perfect. I guess I didn't ask them to. You know, it was great to see, you know, that they all pulled up and, you know, nobody's yelling at each other, whatever. Come on, baby, we can do it. And the dance. So.
Well, good reason to be excited right now. What a game this was. And, yeah, Tanner had a chance to win it at the end of the first overtime. It didn't quite work out, but he was not going to let it get away at the end of the second overtime, hitting the buzzer-beating game winner. And you're talking defense. Got a little dicey at the end of that first overtime. You had the lead under a minute to go, but St. Ed's, their pressure got to you. Turned it over and wound up committing a foul, and they hit two free throws to force it into the second overtime.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we had talked about that coming out of a timeout, too. It says, you know, if we've got this far by being aggressive and trying to make the play or whatever, you know, the last thing we want to do is get soft on somebody and let them. You hit a three on you at that time of the game. Then, you know, you'd have felt a lot worse on that than giving up the giving up the one and one at the free throw. I mean, you know, it's one of the Flattery boys, I believe, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit. You know, your whole season's on the line right there. You're up there shooting a one and one. It wasn't like he's guaranteed two or anything. They did a good job. We countered with a good job. They countered back with a good job. And it had to be a great game to
counter
watch.
Counter punches all night long,
yeah.
Being thrown.
Yeah, it had to be a great game to watch. And a fantastic game to win, you know. Too bad anybody has to lose. Coach K is a good friend of mine. They got a lot of nice kids out there. I mean, a lot of nice kids. I know a lot of the parents over here. And, you know, sometimes some of your wins mean more than others. And, you know, and it isn't that a fellow would dislike St. Edmund, but that we have so much respect for them. There's a program a lot of teams around here are trying to model themselves afterwards, you know, because they've made a number of trips to state. And even then when they graduate a lot, they're always good.
Yeah, I can hear that respect coming through your voice for this St. Ed's program. Great win tonight. And, yeah, Youngberg hit a three to start scoring in the second overtime. Austin Roteman gave you a big lift with a three to start the first overtime. And it seems like a long time ago, but back and forth in the first half, 9 lead changes, 6 ties. You fall behind by 7 in that third quarter on more than one occasion.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about that at halftime. You know, when we were down at halftime, we weren't really down there all that long, and the reason was is we hadn't done a lot of things bad. We you know, just a couple little minor adjustments and then tell them to stay with it, stay with it. I think we're down 5 at half, and I said, hey, fellas, you know, that's 2 baskets one way, 3 baskets the other. More than anything, you know, don't be looking at scoreboard. Get out and play every possession, and good things can happen.
Anything else you want to comment on? Tanner with 24 points tonight. Austin Rotman didn't get his usual performance on the inside. Missed a few he usually makes. Yeah, they did a good
there's
job.
A reason
he,
for
yeah,
that, yeah,
yeah, hit 2 threes. Spoke of a big one there at the start of the first overtime. And Rotman still chipped in nicely. Anything else stand out from this game tonight?
Yeah, I mean,
you want
to
comment on?
A lot of times, you know, everybody notices that or whatever. But I tell you what, you know, between Dominic Keegan and Ben and Caleb or whatever, you know, they do an awful lot of stuff that never shows up in the scorebooks. And
Keegan played a part in late there in one of the overtimes, getting a held ball, knocked it loose, getting after it defensively.
He drove the baseline and took it when it was there. You know, they didn't. You know, I don't think our turnovers were very high. You know, a few there. You know, late in that one possession, it's like, oh, you know, guys are going to give me more gray hair. But I guess I still got some. I shouldn't complain. But yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of times they do some good things or whatever that don't show up in the scorebook. But, I mean, their defense is tremendous. I mean, you just can't forget those guys, and you can't win without those guys. Can't win without defense.
Well, Newell Fonda beat Algona Garrigan 44-42. Connor Walterman's buzzer beaters. So they're going around to the Twin Lakes Conference tonight.
Well, I tell you what, our conference has made a good showing all the way around so far. You know, the girls sent in 3 to state in 3 different in classes, and I think there's a number of boys' teams here left alive. I forget who Manson's playing tonight, too, aren't they? And I forget who they're playing. But
they are playing GTRA. Don't have a score on that right now.
Chris
Bachman's busy with more basketball
right
now.
Yeah, we're going to get a conference winner out of that.
IKM Manning beat East Sac County
67-46.
IKM's a handful.
We scrimmaged them over Thanksgiving break, right, start of season, and we came out of there knowing that we had an awful lot of work to before we'd be anywhere close to them. I mean, that's a real solid squad. Keith does a great job with them down there. But I don't know, just hoping to keep the Twin Lakes winning. We're playing Forest City, and I tell you what, I know they are solid.
Yeah, Forest City beat West Fork 60-57. You knew either one, whoever you're going to face was going to be a tough opponent, but you're there in the sub-state. That's all we care about right now.
Yeah. So, you know, if we can dig in there and put our best, who knows.
Brian Heide, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ry.
Unbelievable effort tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks to you and the guys.
Thanks to everybody down at KAWL Studios, and I imagine we'll see you Saturday night.
Oh, we will. We'll be there. Thanks,
all right.
Brian.
Yeah, thank you.